Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. It's been said, it hurts to love someone and not be loved in return. But what is the most painful is to love someone and never find the courage to let that person know how you feel. Relationships can be a delicate subject, even for the strongest of people. Love comes with emotions. Emotions that, when fulfilled, can bring you to the heights of joy and security. At the same time, the vulnerability can leave you stranded in loneliness and pain. That's why forgiveness and reconciliation is so important. Our guest today has experienced the reality that when it comes to relationships, God's love does not stop. We pause at the beginning of our show, as we normally do, to remind you how much God loves you and how much His arms are open wide for you to embrace you right now where you are, at the particular place, situation, challenge you find yourself today. And our reason is to bring you closer and closer to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would know that through His death, burial, and resurrection, the shed blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, that today there is relevance, that through faith in the finished work of Christ who died for your sins and mine, you can experience a new beginning, a new life, with new hopes, new dreams, and a new capacity to fulfill the very purpose and calling that God has for your life. And yes, it's in spite of or in the midst of whatever challenge you may be facing today. Ryan Malaluan is the owner of Armor of Truth. It's a line of specially designed clothing for men, women, and youth. His background in athletics is in mixed martial arts. He's married to Zenny and has four children, Sherilyn, Stephen, Lanson, and Jonah. They are faithful members of Grace Bible Church Pearlside. Ryan has been with us before, and some people, you know, they need to come back and give us part two, a follow-up of the mighty things that the Lord has been doing in his life, even through struggle and pain. Ryan, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's do a quick recap, Ryan. You know, tell us where you grew up and, you know, how you came to know the Lord.
I was raised in Pearl City. Through my high school years, I moved to California to live with my biological dad. Mm-hmm. And then found my way back home in 1988 and never left.
So, you know, we're going to talk about dad and the things that God did in dad's life and your life, but also about mom too. Yeah. But through all your involvement, traveling back and forth, but right now, just share with us how you came to Christ, because your relationship with Christ is going to be a bridge and a connecting point in the things that you share.
Growing up as a child, you know, we're baptized Catholic. God, I'm Filipino, Puerto Rican, it's a given. But it never really did it on a day-to-day basis. So growing up, you know, just kind of did what I did. As a child, got my mom mad. That's why I was sent off to live with my father. Mm-hmm. They divorced and never really had a real dad in my life since I was 5 years old. I was sent there to live with practically a perfect, like a stranger, because he's never really interacted with me, mm-hmm. you know, as a father. And throughout that time, the years and years living with him, it's like I couldn't wait to leave the house and just go back to mom, because mm-hmm. she's the one that nurtured me and two other boys. You know, I'm the youngest of three boys, and mom is always mom. Gonna love her, gonna miss her while I was gone, and I would always try to find a way back home. And finally, in my senior year in high school, I went out and got a job and paid my own way to come back home to live with mom. And I thought life was gonna be just grand, just, you know, just to be back with my mom again. And you know, over the years, I just did things and, you know, went through one marriage that didn't work out. Did the whole party scene and whatnot. The first marriage, I had a child, Stefan. And even going into that marriage, my daughter, Sherilyn, I really didn't know I had her until she was almost 2 years old. Mm. So, yeah, stumbling blocks along the way. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that's just how it was, because my parents divorced and whatnot. So after all the years of struggling and going through all these partying and drinking phases, in 2005, someone just told me, like, you should try to go to church instead of sitting at home watching football, you know, on Sundays. And back in July of 2005, I started seeking out some churches, and I was invited by a few friends. Mm-hmm. Went to a few of them, and then got a phone call from someone in Indiana that I knew. She said, you should try and look for Every Nation, an Every Nation church. You know, that's where we go to here in Indiana. And I looked it up, and it was Grace Bible Proside. And I went in there by myself, heard the message, really felt like this is it. And as I stood outside waiting around for something, I don't know what it was. I was standing by the bathroom. Pastor Alfredo Canencia walked up to me and introduced himself to me, and that was it.
Really? And you've been connected, growing ever since. You know, of course, our listening audience, our listeners know Alfredo Canencia as one of our regular co-hosts. Yeah. And so how did what he did to you, how did that make a difference in your seeking moment at that time at church?
At that moment, the icebreaker, could never forget it, is that he walked up to me, looked down at my shoes and said, nice Nikes. I like Nikes too. And that was just the icebreaker. He knew that I was new. He took the time out to introduce himself to me. We spoke for a bit, and I said, you know what, I'm coming back. And I've been going back since. And the thing that I got out of him through from 05 till today mm-hmm. is the man never stopped loving me.
Wow.
And that was the key.
You know, I thought about what would be an appropriate title for Ryan Malaluan coming on. And I felt God's Love Doesn't Stop would be a great title for the show, because you're talking about God's love pursuing you. And now you talk about Pastor Coach Alfredo Canencia showing love to you. Now, of course, we can fill in the blanks or that space between, you know, when love doesn't stop, that means, and it goes without saying actually, there are things that go on between here and there that could cause someone else to stop loving, or to cause someone else to say, you know what, I want to love somebody else who appreciates it more, who responds better. But for you, Ryan, and as I'm looking into your eyes and I see the way that you've been so deeply moved, you've been touched by the relentless love of the Lord. Yeah. And you know, I really believe that God has sent you here because someone is wondering if they can still be loved by God, because of what they have been involved with. Someone right now listening is actually trying to run away from God's love because they don't feel worthy or they just don't want it. And yet God in his love is still persistent, still pursuing. You know, we titled our ministry years ago, Jesus Christ is Calling You. The call is a call that is relentless. A loving call that does not stop. I can't run from it. Ryan, you couldn't run from it. Uh-huh. The love of Jesus Christ has grabbed hold and caught you. But when you were wrapped in the embrace, and when I'm wrapped in the embrace of the Lord, it's not revolting kind of feeling, but a warmth and a gentleness. It doesn't cause me, I can tell it doesn't cause you to want to run anymore, but want to draw closer. Now, through the process, God began to work in your life. What happened?
Like you said, you can't outrun God's love. I can hide from it. I can shun it away. But there's a point in time in my life when I said I got tired of all of this same old bad stuff. And I embraced it. I embraced it. And it's one of those. He wrung me. He shook me. He stirred me up. And it just caused me to now be a little bit more compassionate towards people. Because growing up, I saw that my dad didn't show that to me. And that's the only way I knew how to give it back to other people. It was just for myself. And then the more and more I embraced the love of God and took him in deeper and placed him deeper into my heart, I knew what I need to do. Even though at times I was so upset at my father for not being in my life. And
your earthly father?
Yes, my earthly father. You know, he moved from California to Nevada after he retired. And I would try to make my way to him and get a closer relationship and a better relationship with him, and it just wasn't happening. But the more and more I walked in faith and put God in my heart and surrounded myself with people that were positive for me, like Pastor Alfredo, he's the one that said you need to forgive your dad. You know, and I literally used the word hate towards him, and I wasn't ashamed to say it, but I knew it was bad to hate somebody. And you know, like in the first time I was on the radio, I explained that when we went to Vegas, it wasn't to go visit him. It was to go visit my son who relocated with his mom. Mm-hmm. And we ended up at his house, at my father's house.
You know, I want to touch on that because that's the beginning of almost like a steamroll effect of reconciliation, healing, forgiveness. And it's a process. Yeah. You know, it hasn't been real easy, but that's why we want you here to share that, because it's not always easy. It's not like, you know, in a perfectly rolled out script of a movie. But there is a depth of warmth and love and stability that has come, and how much your relationship with Christ has been deepened because of that. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, we're into that. We're into God at work in our lives, in real life, in real time. When we come back from our break, we're going to hear more from Ryan Malaluan, who is here to open his heart, not just for his own therapy. I'm sure something will happen, Ryan.
Yeah.
But something to give away as a way of sharing his life, that you might experience the hope that Christ can work in your life as well. Armor of Truth, well, that's the name of his company, Armor of Truth. You can find out more at armoroftruth.com. You can find out more about Ryan, more about his products, his clothing line. You can see his amazing designs there too. But those design gifts were given by a great designer, the Lord himself, who's actually designing some unique things in your life that are beautiful. And it comes through healing, reconciliation. We'll be back with more of that with Ryan Malaluan. Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Yeah, you might have heard it said, now never judge a book by its cover. When you look at somebody, you can, you know, come up with some ideas of what you think they are. But until you really get to know them, you never really get to understand what's happening on the inside. I'm looking at a tough guy. I'm looking at a guy who knows how to scrap. But he also has a very soft heart. I must say that throughout the radio show thus far, I've seen his eyes well up a number of times, and we're just getting started. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. You listen and you might say to yourself, hey, can I get the rest of the show? I'd like to pass this on to someone. Can I do that? Can I download it? Absolutely. And it's free. You can do that at thegoodlifehawaii.org. Send a link to someone that you think would connect with this story. My guest today is Ryan Malaluan. And I want to mention our sponsors like Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeff Miyazawa, the dentist, and Dr. Kerry Ishihara for their generous support. Dr. Oishi is a friend to many, and he's helped get people back on their feet, literally, hasn't he, Ryan?
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking, well, give it to us. Tell us about how your dad and God's working in the reconciliation that took place there and the lessons learned has affected your relationship even with your mom and your family even coming to church.
Yeah.
What happened?
After visiting my dad at his home and, you know, just embraced him and told him I loved him.
This is in Vegas.
This is in Vegas. It wasn't even planned to go visit him.
Mm-hmm.
I hugged him, told him I love him, and this big weight just kind of lifted off of my shoulders. And it, you know, through the years, it's gotten a whole lot better. And the relationship between my dad and I is to a point where I kind of wished it was like this when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Because now when we do speak on the phone and we end the conversation, he beats me to the punch and he utters words that I've never heard him say to me before. And it's just, I love you. Mm-hmm. And give my love to the family. And that's mm-hmm. all I literally told him, Dad, at that time, I said, for 36 years, 37 years, that's all I waited for you to hear. I mean, I wanted to hear from your mouth. Mm-hmm. Wanted you to say that to your children. And he says it. And I just love it, you know. And I'm thinking, okay, everything's getting better with my dad. Life is grand. Life is good. I have my dad. I love my mom. I love God, first of all, because he's the one that put it all together. He orchestrated all of this for me. And like anything else, we think it's the perfect thing. Like, it's going to happen. But it fell apart. No sooner than I reconciled this relationship with my dad, something happened between my mom and I.
What happened?
We're going to celebrate her 60th birthday. And just through the planning and preparation of her party, mm-hmm. it gets stressful. And we just had a little argument. It was actually it wasn't even between her and my wife, but my wife was pretty much the punching bag at the time. You know, she went to my mom's house to go pick up Jonah. And I guess through, you know, all the stress on the planning, my mom didn't like what was going on. And she kind of, you know, I don't think she meant to do it, but she took it out on Zenny. And Zenny called me up crying. And me, the husband that I am, I'm going to defend my wife. And I called my mom up and said, what's going on? So over the phone, it was a heated battle. I mean, it was pretty bad. She was dropping some bombs on me. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there like, wow, we're actually arguing about this. And at that moment, you know, she hung up on me. And I just kind of let it go. But when I tried to call back, she wouldn't answer. And she would just, you know, when she finally did and we tried to speak, it was now... I guess she understood what we argued about was pretty petty, but she would never, she's stubborn and she's real strong that way where she won't apologize. And, I think that's where I got it from as well. But, she started attacking my faith, literally saying, you think you're righteous. You think you're so perfect now because you go to church. And I was like, wow, where is this coming from? Mm-hmm. You know, this is a lady that raised three boys. And I knew she was kind of like that, but when she started attacking my faith and my faith, my love of God is what turned my life around. And she would complain about how I lived my life before. And then now when I'm walking in it, that's all she got to do is attack it, that. And I thought I was going to break. Like, really? Is that what it is? Is it what, you know, to say that I'm so righteous and I'm so perfect that you can't stand it? And she would throw out Bible scriptures, literally, you know, and she said, you should honor your mother and father, blah, blah. And I was like, you know, I do, Mom, it's God. I'll honor God first before for you. And I said that to her and I said, I'm sorry. You know, you lose. I'm gonna keep walking. And, through all of that, setting up her 60th birthday, I was crushed. I was crushed because I got a phone call from my daughter saying, Grandma said, don't even come. So for her 60th mm-hmm. birthday, I never showed up. I honored her wishes and I did not attend with the plan. The plan the whole time was, even though she's upset, I'm going to show up, mm-hmm. you know, and it'll be all forgotten. But when I got the call from my daughter, I said, you know what? Then I'll respect her wishes. So
now, you know, these things that came up, a lot of times they're not just on surface. There's things that swell over the course of days, weeks, months, and years, that at some boiling point they bubble over, or maybe more graphically, they erupt. Mm-hmm. So some of those things were taking place, and we might not know all of them and where they all come from, but how do you feel all those things came out? Why?
You know, I could, to this day, I would never question her. I would sit and wonder why, but I can only speculate what it could be. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she just holds a lot of bitterness towards a lot of people, whatnot. Don't get me wrong, she's a very caring person. She mm-hmm. does help a lot. She's helped me a lot, raise my daughter.
Sure.
When I got my divorce, I try not to beat myself on the head too much to try to figure out my mom.
Yeah.
It's kind of like she is who she is, and I'll just continue to do what I have to do because I only wanted to make my mom proud. But even coming to Christ and changing my life around, it seemed like it wasn't good enough.
So you didn't go to the 60th birthday party?
No.
Because that was mom's request.
Yes.
Now that must have left a emptiness inside of you, kind of a gaping hole, don't you think?
Big, you know, it's a big one because her birthday is in October. So I not only missed her birthday, I missed Thanksgiving that year, Christmas, and I brought the new year in.
Okay, now we've got to move on a point where God, you saw the hand of God intervene. But let me just pause quickly because somebody is in that gaping emptiness right now. Could be with their spouse, could be with a child, could be a child with their parent, or just very, very close friend. It's like, what happened? You know, where did all this come from so quickly? And, you know, we ask that question like, what happened? In our hearts, we know a little bit of how all those things could well up because we've been in relationship with each other before. But how does God heal in a situation like that when things exacerbate to the point that they had in your situation? What did you see the Lord do?
It's that love and that unconditional love that the Lord has for each and every one of us. I hung on to it. I didn't let my mom's anger and resentment towards me for that, you know, really get at me. I would sit and wonder still why. I would be sad about it. And I love my mom. She was on my Facebook page. She deleted me after I put down I miss my mom. And she literally put whatevers, you know. And that really punched me in the stomach. And I knew I had to be strong because the person that was actually taking it the worst was Zenny. Mm-hmm. She felt that it was her fault. But I had to stay strong and true to what I believe. And through all of that, it didn't make me, you know, I would always hear her say, "You're so righteous, you know, going to church." It didn't make me walk away from God. It actually made me cling on even harder because that's what got me to where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. So why would I turn my back on it to appease my mom? I said, no, that's when I said, your mom, you lose. I'm going to, honor my mother and father, but God first before anything. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much it. I knew what I had to do. It was just time. I had to wait for the right moment to actually go. I knew it had to be done.
Sometimes the faith is challenged and it becomes a defining moment in that challenge. Yeah. And it seems like at that point for you, your faith was galvanized. You became stronger in spite of the criticism, in spite of what was like an attack to you, to your faith. You made a decision. But with that decision, it was not a high and mighty decision that was like, okay, in my mind, Mom, I'm believing things that I know are right. But you knew that in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Spirit, He was going to do something in your heart. And as He started to work in your heart, something was going to have to come out in terms of action.
Yeah.
You're going to need to do something that would reflect that indeed the Lord Jesus is alive and living through Ryan Malaluan. When we come back from our break, Ryan, I want you to share with us what happened? What happened with Mom? How did Mom respond? What happened in this whole scenario, this life situation? Someone today is listening, Ryan, and they're thinking, uh-oh, I really love the Lord, but does he really want to do that in me? Does he really want me to take some action? Part of what I want you to share is how God gave you strength to do what seemed contrary or contradictory to your feelings, and how he gave you a love that is a love unspeakable. And now you're experiencing a deep sense of joy, joy unspeakable. And the Bible speaks about joy unspeakable in the book of Philippians, a book of joy. The Bible is a book of hope because Christ is the Lord of hope. Whatever relational difficulty you may be in, Christ can help you through. Just like Ryan. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, A1A electrician Tony Lathrop Lee of State Farm Mililani, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, Armor of Truth, Commercial Roofing and Waterproofing Incorporated, LNS Enterprises Marine Consultants, and Quilopo Painting Incorporated. To learn more about our corporate sponsors or to find out how to become one, visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 FM KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, connecting your family and friends to a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You can listen to someone speak on the radio and God, through the Holy Spirit, will... The Spirit of God will speak to you and prompt you to do something. And when you do it, you begin to see the results of things. Well, we've got an amazing testimony today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. My featured guest today is Ryan Malaluan. Ryan is the owner of Armor of Truth Apparel. He's a designer. He's a business owner. He's also a tough guy, a mixed martial artist. But you can find out about his business at armoroftruth.com, armoroftruth.com. I also want to recognize Burt's Union Service and Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group, a big mahalo to them, for their partnership with us. And if you would like to join us as an individual partner, corporate partner, or church partner, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org, click the Partners tab, and we've got some options there for you to join with us. Ryan, before our break, we're talking about mom and a blow-up that took place. Take us back to how God began to work in your life, because you knew something was going to have to happen because the Spirit of God was prompting you to do something.
Yeah. It seems like my life was all about broken pieces, you know, from when I was five and, you know, dad left and whatnot, broken family, reconciled with my dad. And then again, it shatters again, you know, with my mom. And I go into the Bible and look at Jeremiah 18:3-6, and it's all about Jeremiah watching the potter work with the clay. And in life, we want everything to come out perfect, just that one shot. And I come to realize it doesn't happen. You know, he looks at the potter and it's like it's not coming out the way he wants it to be. And instead of him grabbing a new piece, he takes what's broken and just works with it again to come out with this beautiful creation. Yeah, I can't go out and get a new mom and dad. I gotta fix the broken pieces that's in front of me.
Wow.
And with this going on with my mom, my family and I, we take a trip to Vegas to go see dad and my son who lives there. And prior to that, you know, we sit down and I knew God's gonna, he's always telling me it has to happen. It's gonna happen. And I'm just like, yeah, when it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. And it took a hearing a story from Don O'Brien and what happened with her mom and her family with her sisters. Mm-hmm. So going on to this trip, after hearing that story, I looked at Zenny and said, you know what? When we get back from this trip, it's gonna happen. No matter what, I'm gonna make this work with my mom and I, between my mom and I, because it not only hurts me, it hurts my wife. Mm-hmm. It hurts the grandchildren. Yeah. Cause we stayed away.
Yeah.
To the holidays. So we take a trip.
So you made up your mind.
Yeah. I said when we get back, you know, okay. And, it was far from it. When I was on a trip, I wasn't thinking about it, mm-hmm. but on the way home, it jumped into my head again.
Now you feel that the Spirit of God was working?
Oh, for sure. For sure. Because before I was like with my dad, like I said, I used the word, I hated him, and everyone would say, you got to forgive him. And I was like, No. I was real stubborn about it. It took months. I mean, even a year or plus for me to reconcile with my dad. And I didn't want it to be that long with my mom. And it got pretty close, mm-hmm. you know. So on the way back, I said, I'm going to just put the pride down and go apologize to her. And I said, if I can pray in my small groups to my guys that we need the spirit of pride to be broken in our lives. If not, it holds us back from doing anything. I said, how would I look as a leader of my small group to be praying for it and not even do it? So I jumped in the car and didn't even tell Zenny where I was going, what I was going to do. I just went to my mom's house, rang the doorbell. My niece opened the door, looked at me surprised because she hasn't seen me in a while, like a while. Mm-hmm. And I just asked, like, where's grandma? And she pointed to the back room, and I immediately walked to the back room, looked at my mom. If I can remember, she was on the phone, and she got off the phone when I walked in there. She stood up, and before she could even get fully up, I already embraced her and just hugged her. And she hugged me back, and we were like, you know, crying. We're in tears. And the thing is, I said I was going to go there and apologize, but neither of us apologized to us. It's kind of like we knew we're in the wrong both ways, holding a grudge, getting into this big argument for nothing. Yeah. To miss her 60th birthday and the holiday seasons. And, I just embraced her, and we sat down and we talked, and, she had a few things to say, like, people in this house need God. And she would just talk about my sister, you know, that lives with her. You know, through all of that, we just kind of let it go. And over time, to where we're at today, my sister now joins us at Grace Bible. Mm-hmm. She's in a small group with my wife and mm-hmm. and your wife. They're in the same group.
Mm-hmm.
She's feeling the love of God. We got some of my nieces and their moms into the into the church as well. And it was all due to, I can only say by the actions that they saw in me. That I know one niece said, "Uncle, now that we're around you, we can see that you're, that the love and the passion that you have for the Lord is not fake." Because she spent some time with both Zanny and I. We did the premarital counseling for her and her boyfriend. And it just started just snowballing. The true love for God just really shines. They embrace it along with us. What can I say? That's just how God's love is.
Well, I think God is saying a lot through what you're expressing in this amazing story of reconciliation and healing. And I think that as you share these things, you enter the airwaves, into the waves, the cyberspace, through the people that are listening through the internet, the Lord is prompting people, someone, you, today, as you're listening. Someone is being prompted to reconcile with a parent, reconcile with a friend. There's an amazing power that comes when reconciliation takes place, because there is an often spoken, and there's something to be said about being spoken, but sometimes even unspoken forgiveness, spoken through the actions of a son who doesn't think too long about it and just goes because the Spirit of God prompts him. He resolves within his heart, "I am going," and he gathers up that will, that inertia, that desire, and goes to mom's house. Sometimes we shouldn't think too long about it. How is she going to react? You just go. Out of obedience to God, go. Leave the results in the hands of the Lord, but go with the heart of love like Ryan Malaluan did. Mom's still on the phone. He goes into the room. She hangs up. And before she is even able to stand up, to look, to say anything, he has embraced her with love. And it speaks volumes. And she embraces him. And that is like a breakthrough moment.
Yeah.
That's like a breakthrough moment. It is a breakthrough moment. Ryan, someone today is thinking, "Uh-oh, do I need to do that? Is God wanting me to be the one to initiate? Am I to do that?" What would you say to someone like that, Ryan?
Someone out there that's thinking that, I say, just go for it. Don't let it hang out too long in your head. And that's one of the things that you just react on it and not ponder too much if I should or shouldn't do it. Especially when it comes to a family member. Mm-hmm. That's it. And like I said, he didn't grab a new piece. He used what he had that was broken.
Sometimes we want to go find a new piece, right? We're looking for, yeah, you know, and it leaves us in sort of in a quandary of wishing, wanting. You feel dissatisfied. You feel envious of other people. And the Lord wants to just make something out of the broken piece.
Yes, yes. I know of two people that I hold close to me that need to do it. I know I got to live by example, and I do all of these things, and I've had conversation with them that you just need to do it. But I don't really pressure them, because I remember I was like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I let them know that I'm here if you ever need it.
And it's a very private thing between you and the Lord. And sometimes we just get to a point where we're sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yeah.
And the Lord uses even that to move us along. Now, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back from our break, we're going to talk about, nasty old pride. Pride that keeps joy from the lives of so many people. Pride that keeps us from expressing the things that we really know we want to say. But pride. Oh, how the devil uses pride. pride to keep us from that which God has already given to us, to experience His love and grace and blessing. Pride. How do we crush pride, Ryan? When we come back, Ryan's going to share some of the things that he does. Him and his small group. You'll be in our small group right now. You join us as we join in this radio show together. Stay with us. We'll be back with more small group stuff with Ryan Malaluan.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
One thought, one insight, one lesson can give you a winner's edge. Danny Yamashiro's new book, Winner's Edge, includes over 300 inspirational quotes and insights from his personal collection on leadership, relationships, hope, family, teamwork, love, and much more. Winner's Edge by Danny Yamashiro, available at bookstores throughout Hawaii. And don't forget Paradise Calls, Danny Yamashiro's remarkable story of God's miracle, saving him from falling 400 feet off the Pali Ridge, a story that's brought hope to thousands around the world. Winner's Edge and Paradise Calls by Danny Yamashiro, available in ebook at Amazon Kindle. And listen to Danny Yamashiro and his featured guests on the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show weekdays on 99.5 KGU FM at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Connect with Danny on Facebook and Twitter and find out more at DannyYamashiro.org.
Have you been blessed by the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show? Have the stories been an inspiration to you? What if you had the opportunity to improve the quality of another person's life, someone like your family member or friend? Danny Yamashiro is looking for friends of the Good Life to prayerfully consider a monthly financial gift. You will receive monthly letters from Danny that will equip and encourage you. I invite you to become a financial partner with Danny Yamashiro Ministries. With your gift, you will become part of Danny's ministry team and help reach more people with God's love and hope through Jesus Christ. Write your check to Danny Yamashiro Ministries and mail it to P.O. Box 700998 Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. That's Danny Yamashiro Ministries, P.O. Box 700998, Kapolei, Hawaii 96709. Or go to www.dannyyamashiro.org. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Just when you think that things are all settled and moving ahead, and they are in that respect, something else comes up. You know, the devil doesn't stop going after you, doesn't stop attacking. Jesus said, the thief comes only to kill and steal and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and have it abundantly, have it to the full. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my featured guest today, Ryan Malaluan. Now, Ryan is really gracious. He's opening up his heart, sharing things that have happened in his life. But we're talking about reconciliation, we're talking about forgiveness and healing, and actually taking steps of faith as God leads in the difficult, murky puddles of life. When we wish we could get another piece of clay, and the Lord says, no, I want to do a work with the clay that is your family. You know, Ryan, I couldn't help but thinking that as you were sharing that, it's those markings, those imperfections that make the clay unique, that make the clay beautiful. It is the Malaluan family, the Malaluan clay. And as you're listening, it's the clay that you have, but if you work with it, sometimes we dwell in the land of indecision. I've done it myself, thinking and being dissatisfied with what I have because of what I look at and seems like somebody else has. And maybe you're there right now. Well, you're not alone. I've been there. Maybe in some ways I am there. And we're all at some point where we're hoping, wishing that things were better. And we overlook the fact that God wants to work through it and make it better. But His way is often the hard way. And Ryan, you've been living, doing the thing that is very hard to do. You know, as you listen, you might be saying, can I download it? Can I pass this on to someone? The answer is yes. TheGoodLifeHawaii.org. That's where you can find this show in its entirety. And to find out more about Ryan, you can go to armoroftruth.com. Armoroftruth.com. Pride, Ryan. Let's talk a little bit about pride.
Pride. Devil wants us to live in it. He doesn't want us to have that broken because he knows that'll stop us from moving forward into what could be a better creation going down the road. And when you hang on to that pride, I mean, I've lived it. It actually turns into worse things to come through bitterness and whatnot. And I just got, like I said earlier, I got tired of it. And I pray about that being broken every time. Me being a, you know, first of all, the male species is, mm-hmm. it's like that's like embedded in us, or maybe I should just speak for myself, embedded in me deeply.
Oh, me too. Not only you. I'm with you.
Yeah. Even through training in, mm-hmm. in mixed martial arts and jujitsu, we always want to outdo each other. You can never get beat. And that pride carries us through that. Yeah. Because we have that, we always want to better ourselves. But in the spiritual world, it doesn't work that way. I found that out. You need to lose that and gain more and bring in more of God's love for things to get better, for you for my walk in Christ to get better. I had to break pride. And once I did it, things just started.
Now, how do you do it? That's the thing. I mean, we want to know. People want to know. Our listener wants to know. How do you do it? How do you do it?
I stop and I pray about it, and it's kind of like I know what's right and wrong. Mm-hmm. And to have it, and when you hear God saying you need to break it, it's, you get rid of it just by pure obedience, that you know that you got to do it. That was for me.
It sounds pretty raw. Yeah. I mean, it comes down to something just like you just become obedient to God.
There's no plan for it. Mm-hmm. It's just we pray about it and we know what's right, and you just got to do it and put all trust in the Lord that He's going to take you. He doesn't ask you to break that because he's going to take you into a worse place in life.
Yeah, I want to jump on this part too. This whole thing about timing, you know, the right time. When things begin to feel right, look right, when it seems like this is perfect. I wonder if that even exists. Is there a perfect time? Because when you went with to your mom, you just... You didn't plan it out. No. It wasn't something that you had. It wasn't like theater where you orchestrated it. You just went. I mean, anything could have happened, right?
If you wait for a perfect time, and pride's in a way, I mean, is there, and the perfect time just something happens, you will never practice or even know what it is to break the spirit of pride. Mm. And you become complacent again. Like, that's just how it plays out. Okay. But when it takes you to that terrible moment again where my life is shattered and you just gotta do it. I think that's where it comes from. You know, that's when it's broken. And maybe you don't know it's broken until it's over. Like after I left my mom's house, I had a big smile on my face. Not for the fact that it's reconciled and we're all good, because the pieces still have to be put back together. Although it's mm-hmm. not just daisies and roses right after that. It's a work in progress, yeah. And the pride of keep going back. I mean, dropping the pride and keep going back to visit her. and whatnot, and just keep continuously doing what you need to do, showing true love. I mean, I can love her because she's my mom. And even she practices the fact that she can love her children even when she's upset, but now do it to a stranger that needs it. So I take that out of the family realm and put it, you know, to a stranger, someone I don't even know. That's how the love just starts to evolve, and I know it's all God working, because if I still had that in me, I don't know if it's making any sense, but once it's broken, I don't even question it anymore.
Well, you are a practical teacher. You're teaching by example. Your words reflect what you're doing, and that makes it applicable to me and applicable to our listener. Someone today is needing to hear it on that level. We don't need to theorize over it. You are explaining. I like even the way you said about how you're doing it within your family. Now you're taking that same application of obedience to God, response to God. It's raw. It's visceral. You come to a place where it's like, you know what? I can't live like this. And your pride is destroying me. I'm going to go out and take that same application and do it to somebody who, a stranger who might have hurt me. I'm going to release them. I'm going to forgive them because I've experienced reconciliation in the home, in the family. That's beautiful because, you know what? In many respects, Ryan, that's the hardest place to really live out the Christian life in the family, because right. They really know who you are. They really know who I am. Yeah. They really know who we are. Ryan, thank you so much for coming and sharing. I appreciate you being here with us. Armor of Truth. Armor of Truth is Ryan Malaluan's clothing line, his business. But today, you've gotten the man behind the business and the heart of the man, the heart of Christ behind, who is producing those neat designs, those designs that have spread and continue to grow as your business grows. Ryan, thank you so much for being here with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Our featured guest, Ryan Malaluan, has opened his heart. In the next few days, you're going to hear more stories like this. Well, this is very unique. If you'd like to be part of helping reach someone in need of God's love, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Here's a scripture for today, Psalm chapter 3, verse 8. Psalm 3, 8 says, "From the Lord comes deliverance. May your blessing be on your people." It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest today, Ryan Malaluan. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz On Time. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.